I arose and was led by the hands of my companions into Damascus, and there I was not able to eat or drink for 3 days while I remained in the house of a follower of the crucified one. Then I was visited by another called Ananias, who said he had been visited in a vision and told to come to me. Then he laid his hands upon my eyes, and I could see again. Then I ate, and I drank, and my strength returned. Hafid now leaned forward from his bench and inquired, "What then took place?" "I was brought to the synagogue, and my presence as a persecutor of the followers of Jesus struck fear into the hearts of all his followers, but I preached nevertheless, and my words confounded them, for now I spoke that he who had been crucified was indeed the Son of God. And all who listened suspected a trick of deceit on my part, for had I not caused havoc in Jerusalem? I could not convince them of my change of heart, and many plotted my death, so I escaped over the walls and returned to Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, the happenings of Damascus repeated themselves. None of the followers of Jesus would come near me, although word had been received of my preaching in Damascus. Nevertheless, I continued to preach in the name of Jesus, but it was of no avail. Everywhere I spoke, I antagonized those who listened, until one day I went to the temple, and in the courtyard, as I watched the sale of doves and lambs for sacrifice, the voice came to me again. This time, what did it say? Erasmus spoke before he could stop himself. Hafid smiled at his old friend and nodded for Paul to continue. The voice said, "Thou hast had the word for nearly 4 years, but thou hast shown few the light. Even the word of God must be sold to the people, or they will hear it not. Did not I speak in parables so that all might understand? Thou wilt catch few flies with vinegar. Return to Damascus, and seek out he who is acclaimed as the greatest salesman in the world. If thou would spread my word to the world, let him show you the way." Hafid glanced quickly at Erasmus, and the old bookkeeper sensed the unspoken question. Was this the one for whom he had waited so long? The great salesman leaned forward and placed his hand on Paul's shoulder. "Tell me about this Jesus." Paul, his voice now alive with new strength and volume, told of Jesus and his life.